Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Tony Mitchell, Director of Marketing for Recyclico. Tony, welcome back to Company Showcase.
Hey, it's glad to be back, Jim.
Last time we talked, Recyclico was looking for a new CEO. What's the story there now?
Well, Jim, we just had put out a press release today that we're pleased to announce that Richard Sadowski has been appointed as interim CEO. And Richard's been on the board of directors for the company since November 1st of last year, and has now stepped up to fill the CEO position. Richard's a lawyer and consultant based in New York with over four decades of experience in, things such as complex transactions and investment banking. So he's previously been on the acting CEO of Volterra Corporation, a NASDAQ-listed company, a partner of S&R Denton and Rubenbaum LLP, and worked as an investment banker with CIBC World Markets. So we're glad to have him in the driver's seat at this stage in the company's growth. And I'm also happy to report that Kurt Langeschut will be back on our board of directors. Kurt is also based in New York and is principal and portfolio manager of Broadbill Investment Partners, LLC, which he co-founded in 2011. He's previously served on Recyclico's board from 2012 to 2021, and has been on our advisory board since that time. So I'm sure our listeners will be glad to know Kurt has experience in the energy and technology industries and has significant public and private capital markets expertise. So overall, it's exciting to have someone with Richard's deep experience at the helm, backed up by Kurt's longstanding guidance and advisory support, back on our board. And these appointments are intended to strengthen our leadership and financial expertise as we move from being an early stage venture company to a major player in the battery recycling industry, and continue our search for a permanent CEO.
Speaking of the battery recycling industry, how are things in the commodities markets going in regards to battery materials?
That's a great question, Jim. Here in the office and EV industry in general, one of the key indicators everyone follows is the price of lithium carbonate. It serves a general bellwether or yardstick for the state of the industry as a whole. And when you look back on the prices and whatnot, back at its peak in November 2022, when it was trading, around at approximately $37,000 per metric ton, its price, supported the business plans of a wide range of competitors in our space. Since then, with the price dropping from that all-time high to a low in January of this year to approximately around $13,000 per metric ton, it's put a lot of pressure for profitability on everyone in the EV industry, from the miner to the end battery producer. But most importantly, during the downturn, as we were regularly updating our operational costs, because they're constantly fluctuating, the fluctuating commodity prices as well in our spreadsheets, our process and business plan continue to be quite profitable. Because let's face it, Jim, when you're in discussions with major battery recyclers and producers, it all boils down to whether your solution can sustainably turn a profit on their balance sheet, especially in the lean times. So that said, I'll include a link to a chart on lithium carbonate below this podcast, so which will further, help our listeners to be a bit more educated in how they can follow the industry.
So what's next for Recyclico?
Well, Jim, these are just a couple of the positive notes, that I've mentioned here now that I wanted to pass along to our listeners at the moment. And while I'd love to give more detail on other things we have brewing, I think it's best if I leave those for a future podcast as we continue to firm things up, which are pretty exciting stuff. From the day I took on this role, my goal has been to simplify communications on our highly complex battery recycling process, to a level anyone could understand, from those interested in investing in our revolutionary technology to the C-suite exec, looking to recoup their significant production losses. So while we've been largely successful in reaching these diverse groups, I know there's always room for improvement. At least that's how I look at things always. And especially as RecycleCo and our position within the battery industry evolves and expands from being an early stage venture company to a battery industry pioneer and major player in the battery recycling industry with the multiple joint ventures around the globe. And all that said, with the appointment of Richard and Kurt, the ongoing confirmation of the profitability of our process and our bright future direction, I'm personally excited by all the possibilities these new developments open up. And I'm looking forward to providing our loyal investors and potential joint venture partners with the info and technology they've been looking for as we move forward.
Where are you traded and where can people get more information?
Well, we're traded on the TSX Venture, TSXV, under the ticker symbol AMY, on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AMYZF, and on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol ID4. And you can get more information on our website at recycleco.com.
Tony, thank you so much for the update.
No problem, Jim.
My guest has been Tony Mitchell, Director of Marketing for RecycleCo. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on March 14th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.